Hi, welcome to Happy Whore Time. You know, one thing I'm really happy about in my life is that I'm really consistent in putting together this podcast. And I think it's been only 9 months. And I wanted to share with you, I had a baby. Okay, no, I didn't. But we're back here. Happy Whore Time. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Matthew Emer.
No, not Emer, like they said at my college graduation, Tim. Yeah, I'm still scarred from it.
I wanted to bring
it.
That up.
You know what the worst part is that they had me write my last name phonetically, so I wrote E-H-E-M-E-R-T, Mert, and they still said Emer.
Murdoch.
No, they, if we were married, I would be Matthew Murdoch.
We are.
Tabo Timothy Emert.
Doesn't have a good ring at all. I'll never make it in this town.
So, Tim, I feel like we did the last episode only 9 episodes ago.
nine months ago. I know. I don't even know how to do this anymore. What do I do?
What year is it?
What do I do with this microphone?
I was just talking to Tim before this, and I was like, wait, how long has it been? I thought maybe it'd been like 4 months. No, a good 9 months.
9 months. And a lot's changed.
But that's the thing. What has changed since then, Tim? What?
So many things.
Like? Tim's had a couple traumatic episodes.
I've had so much trauma.
It's funny, like, and I feel like this could be a whole episode of
right.
What, like, Tim faced a little real life horror trauma.
Yeah.
But
someone broke 9 of my windows. Oh, I'm sorry. No. 7. I don't know where I got 9. It's because I kept saying 9 months.
But here's the best part. It wasn't just someone. It was the person who lived in the back house. So,
to protect the... I can't even say he's innocent. Just to protect the person...
We'll just say the person.
This person chose to do it at 4 in the morning. So
yeah.
It was
good
rough.
Time. Good time.
I was up going pee.
while yelling incoherent phrases or things like, yeah, so... Drugged out of your mind, mm-hmm. breaking windows. Yeah. So, I mean, we talk about horror movies, but Tim lived one.
I never wanted to live one. Oh, and speaking of living movies,
I know.
Matt and I made a horror short.
Yes. In fact, I can't speak forever, but we've been a little preoccupied because, so Tim and I, as everyone knows, because there's all the listeners, all the listeners who've been counting down the days.
Hang on one second. I want to thank the 3 listeners that have waited 9 months.
Especially that one comment that said, what did it say? Like, what happened?
Yeah,
like,
I enjoy listening to your podcast. What happened?
Yeah, well,
thank you,
one listener.
I'm going
to
kiss you.
We say... We're back. No, we did, but this is cool because I do want to take just a quick moment to say, so we, Tim and I, like a year ago, came up with an idea for a horror short.
Matt took it upon himself to actually write it because I can't write.
He never learned to read either.
No.
So I wrote it. We got a lot of advice from people on how to actually, because none of us have made any type of film before. We got advice. We assembled a crew. We assembled actors, 2 of which you are listening to right now. Yeah. What?
And one actor does some CW time on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Well, not just that. The only other person who has co-hosted this podcast
with Tim
is the 3rd actor that we had in the short.
Fernando. I like to call it like Fernando.
You sound white.
Well, I am.
You sound
Fernando
white.
Riviera. It sounds like a sexy name.
It's Rivera. Fernando the Riviera. No, it's Rivera. But Tim, myself, Fernando, we're 3 main guys. Anyway, but real quick, it was like a 70s, 80s slasher meets like modern day app killer. It's, but we filmed it in December. We've been working with a bunch of people to do editing, to get a score for it, just to do all the post-production stuff. And we literally just finished it this past weekend, and we're having a little premiere screening in a few weeks.
For cast and crew.
Like, yeah, it's just at a small theater. Unfortunately, it's just can fit a certain amount of people. And then we're going to start submitting it to film festivals and see if we can get in. Like, it involves gay characters, so we're hoping either LGBT film festivals or horror film festivals or festivals or Festivus of the rest of us.
I thought you said fist festivals.
Fisting festivals.
Ew.
Actually, well, that scene of you and Fernando fisting, I think, was...
It was cut.
No, but it's good, and we... I guess we can start the podcast by just promoting our own work.
Yeah. So anyways, it's a short, which will not be on HBO.
but I will say this for anybody who hasn't ever made a film before, which I guess is most people.
Sex tapes don't count.
They don't. It is much more work than you would ever imagine. I thought, like, it's a short. How hard can it be?
Yeah, it's short.
It's short. It's short. It is a lot. I mean, depending on how professionally you want to make it, but it was a lot of work, but it was incredibly rewarding, and we're thankful for everyone who helped us. And that's why we haven't done the podcast. So,
right? I mean, I can't be dicking around with these movies.
I'm just speaking of dicking. No, but the funny thing is, now that I think about it, if it took this long to make a short, pretend we were like, let's make a feature film. You wouldn't have heard from us, all three listeners, in 2.5 years.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No,
the guy who wrote What Happened would be like, who?
What movie?
No, the guy on the review of the podcast that said, podcast, What Happened? He'd
you
be
know,
like,
I probably him. Should know. I want to say his name was like Spooky, Mr. Spooky.
Spooky?
Yeah. So whoever you are, thanks for listening to our podcast.
And Mr. Spooky, if you are now listening to this episode, please comment and tell us that we still have it, because just retaining one person would be so cool.
Yeah. It'll make like this whole hour talking to Matt worthwhile.
We can't even retain our friends to listen to this. No, so if we can retain Spooky guy, then we're good.
Yeah.
So has anything else happened in your life, Tim?
No, I'm just really happy that the film, our short film, is done, and I'm happy I can go back to the cinema. And let me just say this, that AMC, because I'm thinking AMC will want to, you know, be a
want to show our short film.
Well, that too. But what's it called when you have like commercials during your podcast?
Advertising?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
I know
one.
AMC with AMC Stubbs, A-List rewards cards, they will want to sponsor this.
Sponsor the podcast. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Because they were knocking down the door.
Yeah. I mean,
knocking
like,
down the door.
These aren't even horror movies, but I saw Isn't It Romantic twice, thanks to AMC Club, whatever.
Oh, A-List?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
That is probably the only reason you saw it twice.
Yeah,
correct?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, thank you.
You're maybe the only person who saw that movie twice.
What? Rebel Wilson and Adam. I want to say Devine.
Devine.
Super funny.
Ms. Devine. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in the Netflix movie, you see his penis.
Oh, the video game one the one? Yeah.
I didn't say
that. That is not part of, this is a horror podcast.
I know. I know.
Speaking of, look, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about every horror movie that's come out in the last 9 months. Ready?
Here we go.
We just talked about it and we were like, well, and it sucks because like, in this 9 month period, only, you know, the new Halloween came out and we didn't talk
Which
about
Matt,
that. Had been talking about for every episode.
I think I saw it twice. Did you see it twice?
I saw it three times.
You saw three times?
In the theater, I saw it twice and then I've watched it twice on DVD.
I have not seen it on DVD. I don't even own the DVD.
How dare you?
I'm dropping the ball.
How dare you? The new Halloween came out. I really liked it. I really liked it. There were moments at first that I was like, do I love this part? But like, the more I watched it, the more I really liked it. I thought Jamie Lee Curtis was amazing. It was very brutal and dark, which it, you know, was trying to be. I don't think it was John Carpenter-esque like they had wanted, but it had a lot of homages to the original. So I guess in a way it was, but it definitely wasn't like John Carpenter was like minimalist, build the suspense. This was like, kill a lot of people.
There was
really
a lot
dark.
Of death. In,
a lot of death.
I did love the movie. I liked everyone in it. I loved Judy Greer. I loved the girl that played Judy Greer's daughter.
Andy Matichek.
Yes. Thank you for knowing facts, because I'm not going to give many. The only scene I did not like in the movie is when... Oh, spoiler alert. We're spoiling everything.
Oh, we spoil everything.
I do not like... I didn't like the scene when the two podcasters, not us, were killed in the bathroom. I don't like when people are killed in bathrooms. I feel like it's not sanitary. It's
because
gross.
If you're going to be killed, at least be clean about it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they could get a disease when they're dead.
Well, no, not necessarily.
No, I thought
disease.
That was
just,
probably the most
gross.
Well, I mean, it's not like they like shoved their heads in shit.
No,
like,
I know, but like, it's just like she was crawling around. She's wearing like, she looked pretty. I just don't want to see people in a shit house getting killed.
In the shit house. I actually, that scene was probably the most brutal of the whole
movie. It sucks the fun out of a Halloween movie. Like, cause the rest of the killings and death are hilarious. No, but I mean, like, it just, I don't know, it takes,
Here's the thing. There were a bunch of really cool moments. I mean, there was a moment in the theater when the whole theater applauded when, Jamie Lee Curtis in the last, like, big, standoff, which is, I think is the best part of the movie, gets thrown over the balcony and lands, like, on the ground. And then Michael Myers goes to look and she's gone. And that literally is the exact same scene or you know, than in the original when Dr. Loomis looks over the balcony after he shoots Michael Myers off and Michael Myers is gone. So it was like a perfect little homage. They had like when her granddaughter's at school looking out the window and standing and staring at her is Jamie Lee Curtis versus like when Jamie Lee Curtis was staring out the window and Michael Myers there. I mean, look, it was like, I thought it was great. I thought the ending was the most powerful. There was a lot of story and a lot of characters that took a long time to get into, but like, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I recommend it. And I mean,
and that came out 5 months ago.
Yeah. So everyone run out to their DVD store or you could just watch. Yeah. Go to your Blockbuster, dig out that card.
Yeah. Find your Blockbuster. Zero exist.
Or you could just watch it on pay TV.
You can, it's got to be on like, no, everything. It's not on Netflix. It's got to be on Prime Video, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But more recently.
More recently, Matt and I have been to the cinema.
The cinema.
I go to the cinema and I sit down with my peacorn and I eat it during 20 minutes of trailers.
My peacorn?
Popcorn.
Well, we did watch recently an interesting Netflix movie.
Ooh, let's start with that piece of.
Delight.
Delight.
No. So I'm sure people know that watch Netflix, which I guess is everybody.
Everybody.
There was a movie called Velvet Buzzsaw that came out with Jake Gyllenhaal and Toni Collette and who else?
Who was the main girl? She was in Lethal Weapon 3 and 2.
Oh, Rene Russo.
Yeah. I don't think she was in the second one, but she was definitely in the
one of them.
Yeah. Okay. First off, she hasn't aged. Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, we all age every day. Yeah. I don't though. but first off, this is my problems with the movie. I was so excited. I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal, sexy Jake Gyllenhaal playing gay. He actually played gay very well. But then throughout the entire movie.
But that's like weird because remember it started where he's in a gay relationship, but then he falls for his female coworker.
And then he has sex with a woman throughout the whole movie. So it's like, okay, as a gay man watching it, I was like, oh, great.
Finally.
Yeah. I was like, yay.
And then, there was that whole Brokeback Mountain thing.
Right. You know, exactly. But that was 15 years ago?
Oh, wow.
I know.
With Heath Ledger, right. RIP.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just to
way
get
to bring it down.
but actually, it's about, okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal, they're all these snooty art dealers, like the snootiest people. How many times can I say snooty?
No, but they weren't like, no one in the cast was likable. I wasn't rooting
that's
for anybody.
Thing. Okay, so here's the thing. So it's not, I guess it's not even really a horror movie. It's like it isn't.
It's visual.
Like, the first half, nothing horrific happened. And then suddenly this art, which came from someone who, I don't know if he was part of like some sort of cult or witch, or was a witch or something, but like there was a supernatural element to the art killing the people involved with taking it because the guy who had painted it died and blah, blah, blah. As you can tell, it was so memorable.
Nothing
we can't
was
even
explained.
Remember. But yeah, for the first half, it's a bunch of snooty, because I like that word, art dealers who just are unlikable and just annoying. And it was
very unclear exactly Jake Gyllenhaal. He wrote reviews and people cared about his reviews.
Because he was like I guess he was a very prominent art critic. Critic. Do you like the intensity that I said that? Critic.
No.
But he... but critic. But he, Rene Russo, Toni Collette, they all were like, you know, talking about art a lot. And then randomly it'd be a supernatural element that would like kill one of them in a really grisly way. The thing is that there was a lot of like almost naked Jake Gyllenhaal. He was shirtless. He looked great.
Yeah. And that's where it just fell short for me because I wanted
to see full frontal.
Yeah. And it delivered nothing. But I will say there was one scene where he got killed by a robot. I just gave away the movie.
Oh, yeah, the ending?
And I was like, the ending. But I was like, oh, that's kind of clever. But it just came in too late.
Oh, yes, the robot. But that, no, you're right.
And the scene was a minute.
The horror elements didn't kick in until halfway through. No. And then it was just, I don't know, it felt like it just didn't. I don't know. It was weird. It was beautifully shot. I hate, like, I'm so tired of saying that. Like,
I always say it every week.
No, but because it's
you know,
like,
every week that I've
but
done
there
this
are a
podcast.
Lot of movies that are beautifully shot, but if, like, the movie doesn't make sense, it's like, yes.
No.
It
went
be
nowhere.
Like, it's beautiful, but you know what? Then I want to see it hanging in an art gallery. I don't want to watch it for 2 hours. Am I right?
And that movie was 2 hours, I think.
Was it?
I remember it felt like it.
And then wasn't the girl from Stranger Things? And remember, who's that young girl?
She had a throwaway role.
But she kept like showing up and discovering each body, remember? Mm-hmm. So she'd show up, look like scared, scream, and that was her part.
I feel like she was cast in that simply because of Stranger Things.
Hey. Girls gotta work between seasons.
I totally agree.
Speaking of, when does Stranger Things come back?
I don't care.
You don't like Stranger Things? It's like not liking chocolate.
I like season one. I did not commit to season two.
Really? You were out after one season?
I liked Winona Ryder. I liked the soundtrack. I love 11. I like the theme. I like listening to that more than the entire show.
I agree. Season two wasn't as good as season one. It rarely is.
You really sold it.
No, but I mean, it's still like, I don't know, like it's still, and especially like the 80s nostalgia, like
that alone
is worth it.
You're right.
That alone. Anyway, so Velvet Buzzsaw.
I'm going to say, I don't want to say thumbs down because Jake Gyllenhaal was in it. So I'm going to give it like a middle thumb.
So if Jake Gyllenhaal was in like
a Dairy Queen commercial,
Debbie Does Dallas, would you be like, I don't want to give it thumbs down?
I'm giving it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. Way up. No, I mean, I think it was just a great cast. Oh, wait, it wasn't John Malkovich in it playing the same character he played in Bird Box?
Yeah, and he got killed in it, right?
Did he?
I don't even remember.
He got killed in Bird Box.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bird Box, way better movie.
Yeah, I liked that. Now, that was 2 hours.
See, we weren't going to talk about Bird Box only because, like, it was months ago.
And everyone's seen that, right?
The Bird Box Challenge. Can I just say, anyone who's doing the Bird Box Challenge, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. Like, don't blindfold yourself.
This is my one takeaway from Bird Box.
Okay, you like boxes with birds.
Yes. And I also thought Sandra Bullock's hair, you know, it was supposed to like be 5 years later. Yeah. Her hair was always perfect.
Look, she spent, she didn't have much to do, so she spent a lot of time on her hair.
That's true. And she only had two children, right?
Boy and girl, my favorites.
Yeah, yeah,
great
yeah.
names.
Okay, all right, we're done.
Bird Box was, I really liked.
Yeah,
I love.
I did
Bird
too.
Box.
I
we'll just
it.
Skip over. Everybody's seen it. Everybody loved it. Whatever. People just did a stupid challenge. It's so dumb. Like, why would you blindfold? Or you know what? If here's my piece of advice for anybody that's going to do Bird Box challenge, do it in your own home where you won't harm anyone else but yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you'll just walk into a wall like an idiot, but like, don't drive on a street and cause an accident. Why am I a PSA right now?
I don't know. Stop this madness.
I know.
I don't know any dumbasses that are doing this.
You didn't read all the articles?
I am so busy reading like my horoscope.
My horoscope.
Family circus.
How is your horoscope this month, Tim?
Oh, great.
Tim is turning 24 next month.
Yeah, it's too much.
I know, it's rough. Okay,
okay.
Moving on, Tim.
Both of these movies are still in the theaters.
We are recent. We're up to date.
Yes, we're bringing it to the 90s.
That's not the decade.
Oh, you're right, you're right. Okay, you go first.
Well, we saw, which came out, I guess, two weeks ago, Prodigy.
Yeah.
And I want to say, I wish I remembered her name, the woman from,
Taylor Schilling?
Yeah, Orange is the New Black. I don't know her in anything other than that, so literally just thinking of that the whole movie.
Prodigy, starred her, and I thought she was really pretty.
That's
it. Thank you. Good night.
No, here's the thing. The quick synopsis is it's about a kid. That's it. No, about a kid that you think is possessed, but then you realize it's kind of a reincarnation thing where a killer who died right as he was being born.
It's basically Child's Play, but with a boy.
Exactly. Yeah. His spirit went into the kid and they explain it like, it only happens when there's unfinished business, and it was because the killer didn't get to kill his last victim. But so the kid, like, has this killer in him.
Didn't it take place in Ohio?
Did it?
It did, because I made a mental note.
Oh, it looked cold.
Yeah, it looked cold. And if you notice Springwood, Ohio, that's Nightmare on Elm Street, and this movie took place in Ohio. Ohio, people just like, nothing goes on there. Let's put a movie there.
I feel like it's like, because he can't be like, L.A., yeah.
Right, no,
it's also not creepy when there's a lot of people around. Like, it has to be, like, creepy. Midwest is perfect for horror.
I agree.
But what did you think of it?
I enjoyed Taylor Schilling's husband. I thought he was a good, handsome guy.
My favorite thing with Tim is, like, you'll think, like, so did you like the movie? Well, this guy was hot.
Well, let me say, it's a visual medium. Cinema is a big 35mm screen. You don't want to, like...
I know. That's why I think there should be more full frontal. Because if anything is going to look good for a guy's package, it's being on a huge screen. Am I right?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to see a package. I just like... just, you know, I want to see movie stars. And I thought the two leads were movie stars. And I thought, you know, here's another thing. I don't like creepy kid movies.
Oh,
my phone's going off. I'm so popular.
Tim, someone blowing up. I guess people know we're doing a podcast. Oh my God. Turn that phone off.
I don't even know where it is.
Here's the thing. Like, I think I actually thought, and like we went with a group of friends and I said, I thought, and I think you agree.
It was
with
eerie.
Me, I was going to say unique in that, of course, possession movies aren't unique, but unique in that I've never heard one talk about like a reincarnated soul. Yes, Child's Play, but I felt like that was more like transferring a soul.
Right.
This, the reason why it was reincarnation is because it was literally the killer died as the baby was being born. So his soul went into the baby. I haven't seen a horror movie that dealt with reincarnation.
Me neither. And especially with an 8-year-old boy, like I don't like kid movies. I don't like that whole.
You don't like kids.
I don't like kids.
Honest.
No, I mean, I never really think kids are creepy.
No. And also you always know they're never going to be killed because very few movies want to kill the kid. So you know, he's going to be safe.
Right. But there were some genuinely creepy moments when the mom goes downstairs and finds the dead dog.
Yeah.
I was like, this is.
Well, and then they gave this away in the trailer, but it is one of the creepiest things. So the thing is because the killer, who's a middle-aged man, spirit is in the kid, sometimes the mom will see the kid as the middle-aged man. So there's this one scene when the kid's like, you know, like, mommy, I can't sleep. And he runs up to give her a hug and then switches into like the old, like creepy guy. And of course, that was in the trailer.
Right.
Though.
But the one scene when she was like knocking on his door and he turned around in the chair for like, it was like 2 seconds.
Ew, and it looked
he had like
a
man face on a kid. Mm. It was like completely computer
graphic. And no one wants man face when
no
you're
one wants
years
a man
old.
Face. It's like, put on some lotion.
In the basket?
No, I don't know. That movie Silence of the Lambs. I don't know it.
I thought it had creepy moments. Was it great? No. Did it have creepy moments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it kind of unique? Yeah. I mean, again, when I saw the preview, I was like, is this The Omen or is this The Exorcist?
No, it had a
but
lot,
it was neither.
It had a lot going for it because it's stuff I haven't seen before. Had a good score. It had a lot going for it.
I really want to know who is fucking texting you right
you know
now.
What? It's my tender going
like literally.
Off.
Diddling,
just
diddling,
kidding,
diddling.
Just
you guys
kidding.
Don't hear this, but Tim's phone is going off the hook.
No, I'm sure it's just like. Nothing.
Look, Grindr message, new Grindr message.
I'm not on Grindr.
He actually is telling the truth. Tim is and has never been on Grindr.
I feel like it's too sexually aggressive.
Whereas those Tinder messages of, hey, into fisting play are not aggressive.
No, that's like a Hallmark card. It's fine.
It is. It's true.
Gross. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up? We've only been on for 22 minutes.
I was told today from another podcast that I did. I don't want to, you know, just brag all the time. Oh. But the new podcast is 30 minutes.
What do you mean the new podcast?
Like the old days of going over like 45 minutes are over.
Okay. I don't know who told you that, but here's the thing. If you like listening to someone and you're enjoying them, you'll listen as long as you fucking want. But anyway, again, I think truthfully, I think it's just however long you can keep people entertained.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So, I mean, like 30 minutes, you know, if you want it, then if you want more, you'll just start a new episode and listen to 30 more minutes. So why not just make it 60 minutes?
You're crazy.
Am I right? Anyway, we do got to talk about though. Which
this
is the
big one.
Yeah,
the
because
big
it just
one.
Came out 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Greta, until like last week, a little known like drama thriller that literally could be single white female, but with a middle-aged, lonely woman who basically it's with Chloe Grace Moretz and what the fuck is the
I
other
don't even
lady's
know who
name?
That lady is.
But she's a middle-aged
her name's Greta.
Woman named Greta. And she leaves. I think this is genius for a crazy person.
I agree.
She leaves bags in the subway with her ID in it, preying upon like innocent. Oh, I guess it's always
like,
girls.
I mean,
sweet people who will take the bag, see her license in there, and bring it back to her. Then she like uses the sympathy. I'm all alone. My daughter left to like get them in her life. And when they start to realize she's crazy, she basically becomes like. Obsessed, clingy, crazy friend saying, no, you're like part of my family, and then just goes ape shit and like kidnaps them and is fucking nuts.
You know what, Matt? I loved it.
I actually really liked it too.
I did
and
too.
That's the thing. Like, I'm more excited to talk about that than Velvet Fucksaw or
I know.
Prodigy.
Well, see, I'm sure it's so popular on Netflix because they got
Greta. Oh no,
no, Greta. No. But I mean, like, so we had to talk about that. But yeah. Greta was so good. I give it my huge stamp of approval.
Your huge. Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, that's huge
that's
too.
Stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, when I was watching it, okay, there's definitely parts that are laughable, as are any scene where you're watching a complete psychopath. So that's the thing. Like, it's good. I love Chloe Grace Moretz.
Me too.
Like, as Carrie, as
yeah,
everything.
As Carrie. She, you know what? She didn't use her Carrie powers in it, though.
She didn't, and she should have.
She
should
have.
Like, but here's the thing that I liked about this movie. It started, like, you're right in it. It's, like, right away she's finding the bag, and it gets to, like, every part in the trailer was in, like, I'd say the first 45 minutes. Which was cool because then all the like craziest shit that happens in the movie, none of it was in the trailer, which I love. Like movie studios need to do that more. Just give a little bit. So then I was surprised. The entire second half was so fucking nuts. I loved it. Like it
I
was
did
crazy.
Too. I thought it was so good. And the girl that plays her best friend, Erica. I think that's her character's name. I don't even know her real name.
She's the girl from It Follows.
Oh, is
the blonde.
She?
I mean, I feel like
was she the main girl?
I mean, she looked like her. And I guess there's a lot of.
I mean,
blonde
girls God forbid
like
I do.
I would
research.
Say she. It's got to be. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to say it's a girl from
she
the
She was
college.
Great.
We
she was the
know.
Most relatable.
I thought she was so funny and so good. And there's a scene where, like, she's taking the old lady, Greta.
Greta. Spoiler Greta. Alert. Her name's
Spoiler
Greta.
Greta. She's taking pictures of her and, like, constantly saying it to the other girl, like, I'm watching your friend.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, through a phone. And, like, oh, it was just so good.
The thing is that I wouldn't call it, like, a scary movie.
It's
it was more like a thriller. Like, it was a really heightened version of a Lifetime movie. Don't you feel like it? Because, like, well, Lifetime, there's always, like, kind of stalkers, but it's never that crazy. This is, like, the version of a Lifetime movie that you want to see because it's so crazy, you know? Like, I feel like it's Cable. You have to keep it sort of tame, you know? But this is, like, this woman was fucking nuts, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
And it was good. And I thought, I thought the acting was pretty good. It kept getting crazier and crazier. And there hasn't been a lot of publicity for it.
No,
so I'm worried
I hope
it's not
doing
gonna,
well at the box office. I mean,
I feel like it's going to be a word of mouth thing.
I agree.
The thing
but
is,
the night we saw it was crowded.
But the only reason I'm worried about it is because it's not your mainstream horror movie. So, like, I feel like horror mainstream enthusiasts are going to be like, that's not a horror movie.
No, I mean, there was one pretty gross scene where she got her finger chopped off.
That was great.
But I always feel weird saying a spoiler. Do you?
No, because we say literally we spoil everything.
Okay, so we spoil
that
everything.
Should actually be our
tagline.
But
you know what? When she got hit over the face with a
rolling pin,
notice how in the next scene she had no bruise on her face. Like, she got whacked in the face with a rolling pin.
She,
nothing.
She moisturizes really
I
well.
I guess so.
She no, no,
so
she did.
She had nothing.
I mean, I also was wondering when she, again, spoiler, but fuck it. When she's keeping Chloe Grace Moretz, like, captive all that time, like, I always think of these dumb things. Where was the bathroom that she used?
I know. Was she crapping in the corner?
Like, because, and then when she was, handcuffed to the bed, where is she peeing? Where is she pooping?
I know. Like, did Greta be like, okay, we're going to walk to the bathroom? Like, there was a couple times.
And also, where was, like, the food? Like,
I know. Maybe we shouldn't over.
I was thinking
it.
That. And also, like, the best part is, like, Greta steals her phone and texts her friend to say that she's gone on vacation with her dad, and texts her dad to say that she's gone on her vacation with her friend. Like, I guess I'm just thinking about my family. Like, my family would know where I'm going on vacation, and one text wouldn't be enough for them to be
remember,
yes, it's cool, she's gone for a month.
Her and her dad were, what's the word I'm looking for?
On the outs?
Not on the, well, that too, but they were distant.
Yeah.
But there's another word for it. What is it?
Estranged.
Yeah.
But her friend and her were really. By the way, we keep saying her friend. It's also her roommate.
Yeah.
So, like, but her friend. The only thing about Chloe Grace Moretz, like, she was good in it, but her roommate was, like, so much cool. Like, I couldn't
cooler?
Imagine hanging. Well, I mean, like, Chloe Grace Moretz in the movie, her character, like, there wasn't anything, like, fun about it. Like, I was just thinking about, like, would I be friends with these girls? And I was like, her roommate, definitely. Like, her,
well,
she was like,
eh. No, I mean, well, she wasn't bringing. Well, remember, she lost her mom like a year ago, so she was still grieving.
I know. So I wanted her to be partying. all the time. No, that's,
I wanted to be right up with Erica and be like, woo, party.
And Greta preys specifically on like people who lost a family member. Cause then she, you know, I guess because then she kind
of
like,
there was a lot of that.
Yeah, but then you find out that like that Greta who, and that's what it even crazier. If you remember, like when she takes a phone call from, it's supposed to be her daughter. And then Chloe Grace Moretz finds out that like her daughter committed suicide because Greta drove her crazy. So she's taking I don't know, someone who takes like a fake phone call, you gotta be crazy. Like, can you imagine like getting a phone call, pretending to talk to someone just to like keep a story going? I don't know. That's
yeah,
really nuts.
I've done it. I did it this morning.
You mean you're like to get off the phone with you, man?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have another call. And then I was like, hello, fake person.
Do you remember
person?
When you were younger when someone used to call you and be like, what? Uh oh, I have to go. My mom used
yes,
to
I would do that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally would.
Do you
would.
Remember the day, like, my brother and I, like he'd get on the phone, like, oh, who are you talking to? I'd be so embarrassed.
You think that's bad? My sister, who would terrorize me when we were younger, when I was on the phone, she would get on the phone and, like, sometimes put the phone right next to a loud radio so that I couldn't hear. And then I would go up. This one time happened. I went upstairs, moved the phone away, and she went and put the downstairs phone near a radio just to fuck with me.
How yeah. old were you guys?
I was probably 13 and she was 16.
Oh, God. In the teens, you're acting like assholes.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, she was. No, I mean, I'm trying to think. I was mean too, but like, and I think it's the older sister syndrome, but she would sometimes, when my friends would call, this would be, it'd be like, she'd answer the phone, hey, is Matt there? I'm on the other line, bye. And would just hang up. Yeah, because she wouldn't give a shit. I think it was, maybe it's like an older sibling thing to
yeah.
just
I
think
know,
you can...
I think Jamie and I were pretty courteous. It would just be really quick, like, oh, you're on the phone? Okay, bye. Like, it would be real quick.
Oh,
but
see, that's at least being courteous.
Like, it's not dating anyone. It's not like these phone calls were important.
Or were they?
Well, maybe they were.
Do you remember, did you ever do a Mean Girls? Like, I worked so off topic with Mean Girls where like had a friend on the line while you're talking to someone else. I did.
We used to prank people.
I would prank people all the time.
I mean, I would not partake in the actual pranking, but I would be like,
please.
Here, call this number.
Oh, I was the one who did the prank. In fact, I sort of like, sometimes I still do prank calls. Like, I have fun with my friend Josh because we grew up together prank calls are the best.
They really are.
The problem is there's no mystery anymore because there's cell phones. You can't hide. Well, I mean, you can block your number, but it's not like, remember before there was even like Star 69?
You know what's funny is this is totally off the subject, but, I got a text message yesterday and she goes, hi. I'm saying she, because when I said, I go, hi, who is this? She goes, Miss Taco. So I was like,
wait, no, Miss Taco or Missed?
M-I-S-S Taco. Like
I would
that.
Have been, yo, Miss Taco, it's like, it's Mr. Burrito.
I know, I didn't know. I was like, where's this going? So if someone out there is listening and you're Miss Taco.
Wait, and this was a text?
It was a text.
And so you get the number.
Right, she said, do you want a taco? And I said, no.
Wait, you have to keep this going. That
no,
amazing.
I ended it. And she said, are you sure? And I said, all good, here.
What if you had said, yes, I would? What would she say?
I don't know. I feel like it was like one of those like rampant calls. What are those called? Auto calls?
Robocalls?
Robocalls.
Rob calls.
Robocalls.
Rom-com calls.
Rom-com. It was a rom-com.
But it was, do you want a taco? Like, if you say yes, they'd be like, oh, try this new deal.
Maybe. Maybe that's where it was going. I don't think so. I feel like it was a friend. I don't know.
Well, look, Tim, this is what I have to ask you. So are we going to do this more often?
Yeah.
How are we ever going to become rich and famous?
From our podcast.
I mean, and the good thing is that Tim and I always do a lot of research before, as mm-hmm. you can tell. We never know any actors' names.
All the facts.
We never know any actors' names. We probably described the plot of Velvet Buzzsaw incorrect because it was like a month ago we saw it. So if you're looking for a correct synopsis of movies, don't come here.
No, God, no.
If you're looking for spoiler-free movie reviews, don't come here.
Don't come here.
If you're looking for people who aren't going to talk about male nudity because we're gay, don't come here.
Oh, no, I want it.
If you're looking for people who are going to stay on topic at all times, don't come here.
No, come here.
Come here.
Come in. That's the name of our movie.
Oh, we didn't even say that. That's the name. The name of it. It's called Come In. And we're going to be hosting a screening at Cannes Film Festival, right?
Yeah, we were accepted
and South
to
by
Cannes
Southwest
today.
Oh, and also, you may have noticed we were nominated at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mr. Belvedere won.
for original song, Streaks on the China.
Yep.
Never met him before. Who cares?
Who cares?
So is there anything else, Tim?
I don't think so. I think we're good. And
I just want to know if Mr. Spooky will listen to this.
I hope so. Mr. Spooky, if you're out there.
Don't give up. You got to write him directly and be like, love your review.
I'm going to say, hey, 5 stars.
How many ratings? Do we have like 10 ratings?
I think we have 9.
Come on, Mr. Spooky.
Mr. Spooky, get everyone out there to listen.
Somebody new. Somebody rate us. Just kidding. Oh, wow. Okay, so this is good timing,
yeah,
Tim.
I'm happy with this. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Happy Horror Time. And check out Matt on Twitter. He's very active.
No, he's kidding. I'm not on Twitter at all. But Tim is.
I'm on Twitter. The Tim Murdoch on Instagram and Twitter.
And check out on the Facebook page for Happy Horror Time, right?
Yeah.
Happy Horror Time with the first 3 letters of time are Tim.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Was that on purpose, Tim? Is that why you capitalized?
What was the question? I'm just yesing. Tim. I'm yes-anding you like improv. UCB!
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.